partners on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
It is time for me to welcome two new guests, two VIP guests, I might say, actually, into the Stray FM studio. First of all, I have Sonia Saxton. Hello, Sonia.
Hi.
I'm very excited to welcome you to the Health and Wellbeing Show. There are so many different things that we're going to be talking about in the future. Huge differences that you've made, actually, to people's lives, people's personal lives, but also their working life as well. Introducing Nick Garthwaite. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Now, it's working lives, that category that you sort of came to meet Sonia, isn't it? It's on a professional basis.
Well, actually, it's both.
Okay.
So the start was a personal perspective some 5 years ago, but that quickly transformed into a work experience as well, which actually we rolled out across our company. I'm going to say about 5 years ago, I first came across Sonia Saxton. I was at one of these peer group meetings in Leeds, and under a little bit of pressure at work, we just bought two further businesses.
Oof.
And working long hours, and things were starting to come apart at the seams a little bit. And one of the guys in the peer group said, I've used this really fantastic lady called Sonia Saxton to help me, you know, coaching and mentoring. And without giving too much of the secrets away, she talked to me and we did some questionnaires looking at my own values and beliefs. And once we realised what some of the challenges were, what was getting in the way, Sonia was able to help me with some interventions. And let's be clear, you know, I'm 62 now. I've collected a lot of baggage over the years in all sorts of different ways.
Can she teach you new tricks?
Absolutely. It just shows that old dogs can be taught very new tricks and they stick with it as well. I found myself in a position of thinking, that's pretty damn good, because I feel, without giving, let's say, too many secrets away, personal secrets, I found that some of the baggage was stifling my creative ability, my management abilities. And so once Sonia had helped me deal with those, and some of the things you have to do at home as well, just you know, use the exercises that Sonia teaches you. Once you've done those, you think, actually, I felt a whole lot better. So much so that I decided that actually I needed to get the rest of the company, if they wanted to, the rest of my management team, if they wanted to go and also see Sonia as well. But I can tell you without question, everybody that went to see Sonia and stuck with the programme certainly came out being better people, having better management capabilities, being able to make better decisions. Sonia allowed us to increase our capacities, which made one hell of a difference to any business.
So from your point of view, mm-hmm. Sonia, what kind of a change have you seen? Because you have a kind of more, I don't know whether to describe it as a scientific or mm-hmm. psychological background. Mm-hmm. What changes could you see?
Some of the clear indicators as to what is happening for somebody comes through their language, the stories they tell themselves, and how they are physiologically and indeed in their body language. So, for example, if somebody is telling themselves that it's everybody else's fault, they shouldn't do that, they're causing all sorts of issues, you know that there's something not quite right. That might be based on something that's happened a long time ago when maybe somebody blamed them. Eventually, they started to believe that that's what it's all about. You just blame everybody else and that's how you manage your life. So that first step is about listening, observing and really connecting with what is happening for that individual. Now, it'd be all very well for me to have turned to Nick and say, oh, I can tell you what's going on there. That's not really useful unless that person has it in black and white. So one of the things we do is actually do some profiling that is simply ticking questions, agree, disagree. However, once they've got it in black and white, what's going on, and it produces a graph that says, this is what's fantastic in your motivations, and these are 12 areas of behaviour that could be getting in the way, we then cross-check it at a subconscious level. The more awareness you have, the more you can start to be more you.
Mm.
And to be more you is about not having baggage, not actually feeling anxious or defensive or needy, wanting everybody to tell you how amazing you are. You get rid of all that because you don't need it anymore.
Mm. Do you feel like you've got rid of that, all that, Nick?
All that baggage.
Yeah.
Gone.
Really?
I mean, I think, to be fair, you know, you go through phases, don't you? They're still, what I'm saying to you is they're still there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't not undo them, but you can certainly hide them away and
deal with them.
Just shove them somewhere in a file way back here. And that's, once you've done that, it really is, in my opinion, dealt with.
And has it made a difference business-wise? What is it that your business does? Sorry.
So, Chris Staines, we are a chemical producer in Bradford, producing chemistry for hygiene.
Okay, right.
What's it done for our business? So, bear in mind, I said there's a lot of our management team have been talking to Sonia and have been on coaching and mentoring courses. I think the way we communicate with each other is fantastic. The culture, the communication styles across all our managers is pretty damned impressive to see. And people who come round do say, actually, you know, Nick, this is a very impressive organisation on the one hand, but it's the culture that they see that really impresses them. Mm. So Sonia, you know, clearly, along with other things we've done, has been a great influence on the success.
If somebody wanted to do a similar thing as you have done, Nick, and come and see either yourself, Sonia, or somebody else at Saxton Partners, what's the first step? How does it work?
The first step is that they call me. Now, some people say to me, oh, well, I'll get that member of the team that's got the issues, you know. I'll get them booked in, Sonia. Tell me when you're available. And I say, no, it doesn't work like that. They need to ring themselves. People need to feel that they are driving this journey. When they've rang and they've come along, it's then about doing some listening and really hearing what's going on for them. Have a look at the website. They can call our office and we'll be glad to hear from them and just to listen.
All the details then at saxtonpartners.co.uk, where you can find the phone number and they can get in touch with you, Sonia. Nick, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much, Sonia.
Thank you for having us.
Saxton Partners on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.